Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I can read your face like a book. I'm told that quite often, and many of you might hear the same thing. Any number of positive interactions between you and another person can put a smile upon your face. Any number of negative interactions between you and another person can put a scowl upon your face. Whether we like it or not, our facial expressions betray us. Maybe you received a promotion at work. Maybe you returned from an excellent spring break trip. Maybe your first grandchild was born and you just cannot wipe that smile off your face. Maybe someone forgot to take the trash out last night. Maybe someone did something that bothered you as you rushed out the door. Maybe a driver cut you off on the way to work and you cannot wipe that frown off of your face. If we just smile and look pleasant through an awkward event or a difficult ordeal, sometimes we can make it through just fine, and perhaps the experience turns out better than we ever could have thought. That just might be where the phrase grin and bear it comes from. Do you remember when Moses came down the mount? He had been gone for 40 days and 40 nights, and the people had grown restless and waiting. But when Moses came, something was different. Moses' face shone, having seen the glory of God, just even the backside. Moses' face shone. We too have the glory of God shining forth from our faces. Just like the Israelites could see the glory of God in Moses' face, the people that we encounter can very often see the glory of God in our faces. And they know that we have been in contact with Him. They know that through prayer and devotion and scripture reading and meditation, we are in contact with God. At least that is the ideal. But as we all know, our faces often reflect the ugliness of sin. And people can see that on our faces as well. As we deal with people when we are angry or upset or aggravated with one another, our faces can say to people, "Go away," or "I don't want to see you," or "Turn around." And for all of those walls, all of those fronts that we have put between us and others, we must confess. We must admit to God and to one another that our faces and our behavior toward others do not always reflect the glory of God. But the good news is that faces have the ability to change expressions and change quickly. God has the ability to make a quick turnaround, too. From sinful expressions to sincere expressions of joy, we see the reality of this change happened at the foot of the cross. The people were shaking their heads and looking at the ground while Jesus hung upon the cross. But Jesus told his beloved disciple John and his mother to look at each other, to behold one another, and to form a very special bond with one another. Mary was to be the mother of John, and John a son to Mary. Jesus declared it, and the Bible says that John took Mary into his home after this. It is significant to note that the Bible says that after this exchange, Jesus knew that all was now finished. The last piece of the puzzle was in place. Jesus had made sure that the relationship between the two closest loved ones on earth was secure. And Jesus wishes the same for our relationships. He wants our relationships with one another to be secure in Him. He wants us to reach out in love to one another, just as he stretched out his arms upon the cross. He wants us to bear the burdens of others, just as he bore the weight of the cross on his back on the way to Golgotha. He wants us to look with love on those who have sinned against us and say, "Father, forgive them." Our bonds with one another are made secure through the cross, because it is only through the cross that the barriers of anger and hatred and resentment between people can be removed. What replaces them is love and compassion and forgiveness. These are what should be revealed on our faces every time we look at a spouse, a friend, a loved one, a neighbor, a classmate, a coworker. We look on them with love because Christ looked on us with love on the cross. Did you ever have the experience of seeing someone in a grocery store or on the street or somewhere public when they still had the cross of ashes there upon their forehead, marked, redeemed, a Christian? Well, we should remember that, spiritually speaking, we always have a cross upon our foreheads. And everything that we express with our faces should be an expression of Christ in our lives. So what does that mean? That great Lutheran question. It means greeting others joyfully. It means giving people a second chance when they sin against us. Third, fourth, a 77th, a 491st chance. It means giving an encouraging look to someone who is struggling. It means being kind to everyone we meet. It means being a calming and comforting presence to those around you. Now is the time to celebrate one another and celebrate that God has put us together in this place and in this time to accomplish something in harmony with one another. In other words, as St. Paul tells us, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.